How do you sit in front of that blank screen and not just freak out all day?
I was not a good artist. How do we start rewiring ourselves?
Most people, you know, think, oh, I'm not an artist. I can't sing. I can't dance. But in the end, what you're really saying to yourself, the story we're telling ourselves is, I'm not a creative person. It's funny, in the arts education world, we talk about soft skills. But really, soft skills is another way of saying, you know, the skills you need to be human. The part that's hard about creative processes, and the reason that that a lot of people stop themselves, is that you cannot be innovative without taking a risk. The slotted spoon can catch the potato.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. And on 15 Minute Friday, we collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in around 15 minutes, sometimes more, sometimes less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. I am here today with Nina Meehan. Nina, how are you?
I'm so great. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been looking forward to this all day, looking at my calendar, like, when do I get more time with Nina? So this is going to be great. If you don't know Nina yet, she is an innovation, creativity, and communication coach and speaker. She believes that all of us have a story to tell and creative potential to unlock. Love it. We will unlock some of that potential today, but tell us a little bit more that maybe isn't in that quick, pithy bio. Anything else you want to add?
Absolutely. So as I said, my specialization is in this combination of where innovation and story come together. My background, I started my career in theater and musical theater. So I had a lot of skills in literally telling a story, in presentation, in how to stand in front of a group of humans and get them to pay attention. And as my career has progressed, I've used all of those skills. You know, it's funny, in the arts education world, we talk about soft skills. But really, soft skills is another way of saying, you know, the skills you need to be human, like collaboration and coming up with new ideas and being a person in the room who has positive energy that other people want to work with. And so many of those skills have been transferable into the business world. And so now I spend my time working with folks who want to bring innovation and creative thinking to their businesses and to their, and honestly, even into, you know, if there's a sole proprietor, how do you sit in front of that blank screen and not just freak out all day? Like, that's a lot of what I do.
I love it. Let's call them power skills today.
Yes. Power skills. I mean, bottom line, if I do my job right, like, I want to be creating a creativity revolution. Like, that's my big job in life.
Creating a creativity revolution. Let's get into that in a second. But I always like to start with the tweetable. I'm not even on Twitter. I just like the term tweetable. Some pithy statement or comment to kind of set the stage for what we're going to talk about.
So we're going to go to my theater roots on a quote from the late, great Stephen Sondheim from the musical Into the Woods, which is, the slotted spoon can catch the potato. And this particular quote
can catch the potato. Got it.
Because at the beginning of the show, Jack's mom is trying to serve him soup and all she has is a slotted spoon and they have no money and no resources and they think everything is a disaster and they literally can't even serve their watered down crappy soup with this slotted spoon. But then throughout the show, he manages, you know, to find a giant and climb and get gold and goose and all sorts of things. And now they can afford the potato to put in the soup. And the slotted spoon can get that potato. And to me, what is amazing about that quote is it's such a great reminder that how we are thinking about anything, an object, an idea, a problem, that there is another way to think about it that right now we may be blind to. But when we open those creative thinking skills, when we open that divergent thinking, all of a sudden we see possibility and options instead of problems.
Love it. Divergent thinking, start seeing options and opportunities and like, oh my God, I never looked at it this way. Well, what's an example of maybe in a business context in what you do of that divergent thinking, seeing it differently, maybe even for the first time?
So I work with a lot of Web3 clients, and right now, obviously, crypto has been going through a pretty intense winter, so to speak. And one of the really important, one of the most empowering things that I've been doing with a lot of my clients recently is asking the question, how is this crypto winter in service to my company? How is this the best thing that could possibly happen? What is the opportunity that this moment is opening that maybe I have not thought of or that I've been blind to? And it goes right back to that, you know, the slotted spoon, right? If you're just thinking about, oh my gosh, the Web3 economy is devastated. Okay, great. That's one way of looking at the situation. And there is absolute truth to that situation, to that viewpoint. But if we can sort of turn on that innovative thinking and say, wait, is there a possibility here? Is there an opportunity? What's a different story we can tell ourselves right now? Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, this is a moment in time that I can really refine the message of what my company is doing that's different. Or I can use this as my moment to really gather some of the most incredible minds and get my team stronger than it's ever been. So that's just one example, but that's kind of what I mean.
It's powerful. One thing I say all the time is, you know, life's happening for me. And it didn't happen to me. It actually happened for me and prepared me to X, Y, and Z. You're kind of breaking that down in a far more eloquent way that like we get to solve creative problems and do fun things. And this is a curveball. Let's learn how to catch it. Have you always thought creatively? Have you always been this creative, divergent, fun thinker? Or was it something you learned over time?
So I'm dyslexic. And as a kid, linear thinking, I'm going to learn A, then B, then C, then D. Literally, that's just not how my brain processed information. So I've been doing what I call spiderweb thinking from basically my whole life. I didn't know that's what I was doing. And I didn't know that it was a creative process for many, many years. It was just, I was like, I can't learn to read this way. I guess I'll have to learn a different way, and just had to start thinking that. I've also always engaged as a kid. My imagination was like my best friend. I mean, imagination play was everything for me. And I do think that because I was encouraged to read a lot, I mean, once I was able to read, stories were really important to me, and I had this super active imagination. As a kid, that was a part of my sort of just vocabulary. But that, just to be clear, I want to make something really clear because this is super important for listeners. We are all born as creative individuals. Right. And there's the studies are super clear that basically around fourth grade, age 9, is when we have this huge creativity drop in this country, where all of a sudden kids stop seeing themselves as creative and they're encouraged to do that if A, then B, then C, and also stop making mistakes, right? We want to get the right answer. Nothing kills creativity and innovation in the workforce faster than an environment that is forcing people to get something right.
Oh man, we could do 2 hours on perfectionism, couldn't we?
100%. Yes. One of my favorite topics, just because I feel like it's getting worse, not better. Like we know the data and yet it's still getting worse. So we got to try something different. Anyway, this is a soapbox for me.
I like the soapbox. So let's talk about trying something different. I know when I was like, so I, I was not a good artist. Maybe that's a limiting belief, but I look at the stuff I used to draw and it's like god awful. And some point in my life, possibly someone called out the fact that I wasn't doing well. And now I identify as someone who's just not a good artist. So this happens to all of us in one way, whether we know it or not. How do we start rewiring ourselves? What are some of the action steps or ways that we can kind of fight what we've been programmed and start actually thinking a little bit differently?
So I think your experience is more typical than not. Most people, you know, think, oh, I'm not an artist. I can't sing. I can't dance. Now, these are specific artistic modalities, but in the end, what you're really saying to yourself, the story we're telling ourselves is, I'm not a creative person. Mm-hmm. That is a limiting belief that is just fundamentally not true. There's a big difference between, I can draw a puppy that looks like a puppy. I totally can't at all. And I am a person who has the ability to think and imagine about a brighter, new possibility. So the first thing is to name it. Name it. I am telling myself a story that I am not a creative person. Boom. Now, once you've named it, we have to actually go to the fear. Because in the end, those stories are all about fear, right? Mm. Oh, if I try, I might fail. Right. If I try, someone will judge me. And then I will feel bad about myself. So we have to name that fear. And then here's the hard part. We actually have to make friends with the fear. Because the part that's hard about creative processes and the reason that a lot of people stop themselves is that you cannot be innovative without taking a risk. You just can't. So you have to be willing to sit with your fear, to make friends with it, to like literally, you know, have a slice of pizza and be like, yo, fear, what's up? Let's talk. And still do the thing, even if it's scary. So like in your case, if you're like, I can't draw, great. I want you to draw. I want you to draw every day for 30 days. And I don't care what you do with it. I don't want you to post on social media. I want you to burn it for all I care. But just literally be with that fear so that you can actually start to take steps towards saying, wow, that was just a story. Huh, interesting. I have a lot more skills and abilities than I thought. I have a lot more innovation than I thought.
Mm. And even if I'm not a perfect drawer, doesn't mean I can sort of grow something that's been laying dormant in me because I haven't been utilizing the skill.
That is correct. And I think, you know, this is one of those things that's really interesting as we look at sort of life, just like lifelong learning. There's a lot of people who, you know, whatever, at age 30, say, I'm going to try running. I did this. I had my first kid at 29 and I was like, I want to be a runner. I decided in 1 year I was going to do a 10 mile run.
Wow.
I'm slow. Like there's no world way I'm like ever going to be an Olympic level runner, but I just did it. And like, if you look at the number of people who are willing to take that kind of risk, great. And yet put something that's creative in front of somebody and they're like, oh, no, I can't do that because I'm not good. I'm not talented. Who cares? It's the process. And this is where it's so cool. I love this. I'm getting excited now.
Yeah.
Literally the process of engaging that part of your brain, that creative energy, it doesn't matter if you're just doodling, is going to then inform how your brain is willing to process information throughout the day. So it's not about being good and it's not about making a product that you like that looks a particular way. It's just about engaging that part of our mind in order to take the problems that come to us and look at them with more options.
Mm. Engage with it, see more options. And even tell me if this is wrong. I feel like you might see all these options. Understanding all these options will provide more clarity as to where you want to go. But if you're just, you niche down, you already chose one and it doesn't feel right and you don't know why it feels right, it's maybe because you haven't seen the big picture yet. It's like being in the forest rather than being outside of the forest and seeing exactly what's going on in the trees.
Precisely. I mean, if we go with the way that most organizations are set up, right? There's a problem. We come up with one solution. Mm. How do we know if that one's right? And what if there is no right? Right? What if this is a problem that actually needs five different possibilities? And isn't it more powerful if we can get into a room with people and say, we're looking to be opening the box, not closing the box? Because it's likely that if you look at it from that perspective, that the thing you're identifying as a problem isn't actually even the problem.
Wow. Okay, so people are going to want to go deeper with you. In a second, we're going to give them an integration assignment to kind of really just start leveling up and doing this. Don't just turn off this podcast and don't integrate. But before we do, while people are grabbing their pens, so I want them to also write this down, how do we get more Nina in our lives? Where can we reach out, connect with you? What should my next move be?
So my website is gocreate.zone. So the zone is because it's like you're in the creative zone. So gocreate.zone. And then you can also find me on Twitter at N. A. Meehan, and on Instagram at N. Meehan, and on LinkedIn, Nina Meehan, all the places. And would love to hear from people. There's nothing I enjoy more than meeting new people and communicating and connecting. So reach out.
Love this. You can reach out to me if you need an intro. You can use the show notes if you're driving and can't write this stuff down. It is there for you in the description. Currently this comes out every other week. Maybe it'll be weekly, but right now people have 14 days to do their homework. So within this next period of time before the next 15 Minute Friday comes out, what is our assignment based on what we learned here today?
All right. So our assignment is actually going to be all about divergent thinking. Hmm. And we're actually going to go back to that original quote and the slotted spoon. So divergent thinking basically means that you're thinking about lots of possibilities instead of one possibility. And part of our exercising our creative mind is literally just doing our reps, like our muscles, the same way I would go to the gym and lift those weights. So your job is for the next 14 days, you're going to take 3 minutes. You're going to find a random object in your house, and you're literally going to list 10 ways you can use that object that is not how that object was intended. That's what you're going to do. And I want it to be playful. I want it to be fun. If you've got kids, they can help with this because trust me, they're going to be better at it than you are. You'll learn from them. Like, boy, you'll find a 7-year-old. They're like, it's a toothbrush. No, it's not. It's a microphone, whatever. But this is an exercise that comes out of improvisation and improv. So if anyone has an improv background, you know, this is a game called props. But the reason I'm having people do it is because the number one indication of a person who has creative potential and creative thinking at their fingertips is somebody who has divergent thinking and openness to new ideas. So we got to lift those muscles and literally practice it.
I'm going to do this like as soon as we hang up. I literally grabbed my water bottle because it's, I don't know if you can't see it because this is audio, but it's like strong aluminum. And the reason you can't bring these into sporting events isn't because they don't want you bringing in drinks, because you can actually knock someone out with it. It's so tough. So that's the first
item number one. There it is. Water bottle. It is not for drinking water. It's for knocking somebody out. I love it. Yes. You're set.
So guys, even if start with one day, right? So we could do this every day the rest of our life, but let's start with one day. Let's see if we can do 10 to 14 to maybe every single day we just do a top 10 list. That would be kick butt. But
there you go.
This always goes so darn fast. This is why 15-minute Friday, it used to be 5-minute Friday and it was just monologues, but it was 10 minutes. Then I made a 15-minute Friday and it's 20 minutes. So to avoid going another 90 with you, we're going to log off and tell us once again, what's the best way to reach you?
My website is gocreate.zone.
Thanks, Nina. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Bye now.